You had your latest meeting once again, which was yesterday over with the McCook Chamber of Commerce every third Wednesday.
Yes, we didn't have too much to look at. We are the committee and the board. They're going to be choosing, so all chamber members can vote on this, the Community Builder and Chamber Volunteer of the Year Award. So those awards are going to be given out here at an event in the near future. And so any chamber member, please be watching those emails to come through so they can make nominations. And so that was one of the big items on the agenda. Mostly it was just my director's report that took most of the time, just to talk about, the EDC director, city manager, and myself. We have Black Hills Energy. They're going to be coming in for a meeting on May 8th, so we're going to be giving them a tour around McCook and letting them know what we do. Mm-hmm. So we're pretty excited about that. We had our job fair at the high school on Monday. We had 326 kids participate. 15 chamber members were there, so we were pretty excited about that as well. I do know, like with the city of McCook, they're needing lifeguards. That pool will be opening mm-hmm. this summer, so if anyone is interested, get out there. And yeah, and they will be lifeguard lessons are paid for, and so that'll be something once school's out, get signed up for those lessons, because the pool can't open unless we have enough lifeguards. Mm-hmm. And so I've been taking pictures and driving up there, and that bathhouse has all the walls up.
Yes, it's
exciting, and I keep seeing more trucks up there, so more people are coming hands on deck. So but that's one of the big, I know there's all sorts of chamber members that are still looking for help too, whether it's adult or kids, summer help. So just make sure you're out there asking and picking up applications. The other thing we have 29 vendors as of today signed up for Heritage Days. Three of those are food trucks. So if anybody is interested in being a food vendor, please get signed up. It's $40 to be a food vendor. Craft vendor is $20. And we're not putting a cap on it. We are just, whoever wants to come, we're going to grow with the numbers. And so we're pretty excited about that. This month we had 29 new members join the chamber.
That's great.
Yes. And so we're pretty excited about that too. We also discussed, I had a retailers meeting this week as well on Tuesday. We will, Crazy Days, I know everybody's going to see the posters around mm-hmm. town. That is not the sidewalk sales. The sidewalk sales is being rebranded and is going to be called Family Fun on the Bricks. And so it's going to be July 18th. So it's going to tie into one of those Third Thursday events. So be on the lookout for information about that. But yes, so for all the retailers, just so they are aware as well, July 18th is where we're kind of kicking off all the sidewalk sales. And that'll be a week before fair. With all of that, we also have Crazy Days. We have CASA has their corporate games all that week, and the hospital has their 50th anniversary celebration in Norris Alley on that Thursday in the evening. I know they have a band, cake, and light sandwiches, and once everybody gets done with that, go downtown and have supper, mm-hmm. drinks, whatever. And then on Saturday at 1:30, Wagner's has their car show, Cruise the Bricks. And then we end the evening with a barbecue competition and the concerts out at the golf course. The food starts being served at 6 o'clock, and then opening band's on at 7. And then Paramount is our main act, and they're on at 9. And so you can do a combination ticket where it's $20. We'll get you into the concert and then get you a plate of the barbecue competition food. And so even if you want to, like, this is awesome food, you want to get another one, it's $10 for food, $10 for the concert ticket.
Well, that's a bargain.
Yes, yes. And kids, it's $10. They get food and a concert ticket as well. It is family friendly. So just get your tickets, get your lawn chairs, come on out to the golf course and enjoy a night of fun. And then we have Heritage Days. I just got done running up to the school trying to get more bands to participate. Heritage Days is going to be a lot of fun again this year, too. Like I said, with the vendors, we have a lot signed up. And then in the evening, we're going to have an Oktoberfest family-friendly there, too. We'll have, of course, the beverage and food, German beverage and food, and still looking for the polka band, but I have a backup plan just in case. And we already set Heritage Days for next year, so I can book a polka band. So pretty excited about that as well.
Just find a polka band is not the easiest thing in the world, is it?
No, they're pretty popular.
Yeah?
So, yes. Or they're older and they don't want to travel, which I don't blame them. But in case anybody is listening, I do have hotel rooms already booked for the band. So if they decide they want to stay the night, I have the rooms booked and ready to go for them.
If you know a polka band out there, call Sarah. Again, they got rooms, but they just want them here, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. Yep. And then the last event we're really going to have is Noel on Norris, and that will be December 7th. And we're still going to have, we're looking to add a few more things, but we're going to have the Christmas promotion with the elf and then try to grow the gingerbread house competition and try to display those in businesses as well. And then we're trying something else that's new. And December 15th, we're going to have a movie at the Fox Theater. So, and none of this could happen without my sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody's thinking about sponsoring an event, just like volunteers, I am not going to turn you away. We appreciate all the help, and that's how we get all these events. And also, if anybody, if you are a chamber member, make sure that you utilize. We have the job board. If you are looking for a job, you can post on the chamber website your job openings. Also, anybody can post on the community calendar, or if you're looking for something to do, go to the chamber website, and in the center of the page, community calendar, and just click on that. And that'll show you everything that's going on, and it's starting to fill up.
So it is. Wow, exciting. Just what you've talked about in the last couple of minutes here. It's got a busy spring, summer. It's going to go right into the fall and winter months, isn't
it? Yes. Yep, and we have, like, Educator of the Year Award coming out, just a lot of different things. We had our annual meeting at the beginning of the month. We had 50 people attend and over 30 businesses, so that was exciting as well.
Wow. It was a very protective meeting yesterday, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
All the information. I'm looking at your Facebook page right now. You got everything right there on the Facebook page,
yep,
too.
Yep. And if somebody, they can call the office, 345-3200. They can stop by and see me at the Keystone on the third floor, room 316. They can also email me at director@mccookchamber.org.